Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
20 minutes it is to 5 o'clock. Liesel van der Westhuizen is in studio. Good morning, Liesel.
Good morning, Africa. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. It was lovely. Thank you very much. How was yours?
It was good. Just enjoyed Cape Town as usual. Just getting up to the fun things that you do here, enjoying the tidal pools, the cycle around the peninsula.
And the weather was good, actually.
It Perfect.
Was chilly at times, but at least the sun was out and clouds would gather at some point, but nothing threatening or unpleasant.
No, perfect weekend just to get out.
It's Motivation Mondays, and today you're going to introduce us to Caroline Matsimela.
And because it's Women's Month, we are celebrating incredible women in the fitness industry doing great things. Well, just in terms of health, wellness and fitness space, doing great things, uplifting other women in the community. And Caroline Matsimela is the founder of Matsimela Ladies Cycling Clinic, teaching African ladies who are beginners to cycle, to learn to mountain bike, learn to road cycle, and to make the cycling circle bigger and promote wellness. There's weekend clinics. Caroline is a UCI coach level one and is one of the leading coaches in Johannesburg when it comes to cycling, and just the story is incredible. So I thought instead of me telling the story about how Caroline started her clinic, I thought I'd get some more info from her.
Hi, my name is Caroline Matsimela and I'm based in Johannesburg South, and I am the founding director of Matsimela Ladies Clinic. The reason why I started the clinic is that for me, I had a dream of a world where all African ladies can be free and safe to ride their bicycle without fear, regardless of their background, gender, location, size, or shape. We started the cycling clinic program in August 2020, and currently this year we have a membership of 118 ladies. What we offer is MTB and road bike cycling skills for beginners. We offer workshops, group rides, one-on-one sessions, mentorship with group leaders, community social investment, and some of our discounted rates with our partners. How we run our program is that we run our program from the beginning of the year in January, and we graduate in August. So what actually is required for graduations is that you need to be able to ride independently. You need to be able to ride in a group. You need to be able to drink water while cycling. You need to be able to know how to corner, the skills of cornering. You need to be able to change gears, be on clipless pedals. So all those basic skills that are needed. And I think the big thing also is achieving 60 kilometers. And most of our ladies last year graduated, 17 of them. And this year, we are estimating about 50 ladies that are actually going to be graduating. So it's a safe community for beginners to learn. And I think as women, the massive thing is about wellness and just taking care of our bodies and our health. Because this was born in the middle of COVID 2020 lockdown. And you may actually join our program, and there's only three things that you need. The first one is you need a bicycle. Of course, it doesn't matter whether it's a mountain bike or road. You need a helmet and you need a winning attitude. You can reach through to us on social media, on Instagram. It's Matsimela_ladies clinic. And on Facebook, it is Matsimela Ladies Cycling Clinic. You can also reach us on email. It's 163caroline@gmail.com. Looking forward in making the circle bigger with you. Thank you.
That's incredible cycling coach hailing from Johannesburg, Caroline Matsimela, just talking about her ladies clinic and how starting out, getting more women on bicycles and more women comfortable with cycling and just enjoying riding. And it's all about health, wellness, not about being the fastest or the fittest. It's just about getting on a bike and having some fun with like-minded women.
Like swimming, I think cycling is probably one of the gentler sports, if you like, because if you think of the running, you jarring, right? On the road, you're hitting the tarmac every however many times a second you do, and that jolts the body. Whereas with cycling, it's just motion and movement, and very good for your heart. And quite frankly, you can train your muscles quite, your leg muscles at least anyway, quite well during that time.
Absolutely, I have to agree with you. The one thing is to know how to set up your bike properly and how to ride properly. So those little things that help at this clinic with Caroline makes it easier and just makes you getting on a bike, look forward to getting on a bike and know that you're doing it correctly.
All right. How can people help Caroline make the circle even bigger?
You can get hold of her on Instagram or Facebook, Matsimela Ladies Clinic on Facebook or on Instagram. And if there's any questions about cycling or you want to be involved in the cycling clinics or just assist or perhaps sponsor a ladies weekend or a ladies ride, Caroline's open to that. So it's Matsimela Ladies Clinic on Instagram or Facebook.
When did you learn how to ride a bike?
It was like a couple of weeks before the 947. I thought, let me go and buy a bicycle. How hard can it be? And this is a good 10 years ago.
Never ridden a bike?
Since I was a child.
Oh, fantastic.
And with cleats either. And bought the bike, had them put the cleats on and thought I could do it and fell numerous times. And back then, there wasn't a women's clinic like this. Mm. There wasn't the ability to reach out to other like-minded female cyclists and say, please help me. And I remember sitting in the parking lot, knees grazed from not being able to cleat out, thinking, I'm never going to do this sport. And eventually I had to get someone behind me and to teach me and hold the bike like your parents did or your elders did when you were a child to teach you how to do it properly. So hearing these stories and knowing there's a circle of women who are out there that are supporting other like-minded women, I think it's just incredible.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Liesl. Caroline Matsimela, keep on doing the incredible work that you do.